Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees.
Your node is acting up.
KE8VSI Mobile.
Morning, Mr. Greg. Just a quick in and out. Say good morning.
Good morning. How's it going over there?
Pretty good. Got one of those bike cars yesterday from Sean. Actually, two. One for the grandkids, but it's quite amazing what it does. So I just sent Sean a text, and I see his extension light is on, so I'm assuming that means he's on his phone. So, but it's kind of neat.
Yeah, if it's red, he's using it for something. And you can extrapolate from there, you know, different things. but it's nice to have. It's a one-button speed dial for anybody you want, and you can kind of monitor what's going on. So, nice to have for sure.
Yeah, it is really kind of cool. Yeah, there was a little conference. I got that set up. I got it blinking. I guess you can't store a password and have the what do they call that light? The BLF light. You can't have that. Those two don't work at the same time. So I took the password out, so I got that to work good. So all is well. But other than that, so got anything exciting going on today?
Yeah, for the bridge, what I did was I labeled like the FBI bridge, and then I put the password right underneath it. So right on the label that I printed for the sidecar has the password on it. So, you know, rather than, there doesn't seem to be a way to incorporate it into the speed dial, so that works for me. Not much going on here. A couple of errands. I had to go to the take my wife to the pharmacy, and now she's at a doctor's appointment. And then I think we're gonna try to do a Costco run. That's always fun.
Yeah, Costco's a fun store. Actually, they're all pretty nice in their own little way. We go to Sam's once in a while, but you know, because we're the north end of New Baltimore, we actually go to the one up in Port Huron. That one's really nice. Nowhere near as crowded as the one over there in Utica, so we do that one when we go to Sam's. Costco's probably the bottom of our list right now, just because it's always so busy and it's such a pain in the butt for when you live way over here on the extreme east side to get to. And then BJ's does a good job too, and BJ's is never really heavy-duty crowded either, but BJ's always does have a great price on gasoline, which is nice.
All right. Well, we're fortunate we can go during the week in the middle of the day or the morning like this. So, the Utica, Shelby, whatever it is, Utica, Costco is always busy. I mean, open to close every time, you know, it's just a mess. So this is probably one of the lighter times, I hope. I guess I should consider that Port Huron one. I know it would be a long drive, but it'd be a lot easier with the less crowdiness. Haven't been to BJ's yet. I should check that out. That's not too far from me. So, all right, I'll let you get on with your day, and talk to you soon. This is KE8BSI. I will listen out.
Yeah, well, you can make like a field trip day out of it too, you know, not just going there. I know that there's a ship that they got set up out there at the museum back when they used to do portable lighthouses. You could go then, they'll give you a tour of the engine room and all their dated electronics and things of that nature, you know, the 3-cylinder, 4-cylinder, 5-cylinder diesel engines they got down there. And how they used to run these out to Lake Huron, and they used to spend, so they ran out of provisions, and it was just, the ship was just out there, just idle, and run the foghorns and the lights and stuff like that. So there's a lot of cool things to do in Port Huron, to make a day of it, make a trip of it. So, you know, kind of like a little mini vacation to give you and the significant others some fun things to do, so, other than just shopping. So I'll talk to you later.
All right, good to know. Yeah, I've tramped around Port Huron quite a bit, but I wasn't aware of that, so I'll check it out. Thank you very much. KE8BSI.
Trying to get in WACIJ.
W8SU ABATR.
Yo.
Yeah, okay. So was that just queuing up randomly for like just a blip? Or what was happening?
No, it was keying up for quite a while. It was keying up for 5, 10, 20 seconds, half a minute. And it was just, it had this staticky kind of like electrical interference noise. I've heard it before on Sherry hi-hat with the, say, 818 module. Don's would do that. I have one that does it. I forget who else had one that did it. It seems to be something in that
Cherry Pie hat, SA-818 design.
Really? Okay, because my other one doesn't seem to do it. When that was on this system, right? On the connected to my repeater.
Like I said in the message I sent, I didn't have time to see specifically which one. All I know is it was one of the ones connected up to your repeater, and it dropped. I had been listening to it happening over and over, and then finally when I went to look, I thought, you know, it was like it really hung for a while. But, you know, by the time I fired up, went to the website, and looked, and saw it was coming in on yours, it dropped, and then you took it offline. So I never really figured out which one, but it was definitely one of the ones connected to you. So you got to figure it out from there. Unless you want to hook it back up, I can tell you. But if it doesn't do it anymore, it's the one you disconnected, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Because, you know, the other Cherry I got, I think, is also an 818 design, and it doesn't seem to do that. And that's that I have connected to the other network. Who cares? And I don't think that's causing any issues.
No, I'm connected up over there, and I don't hear it. So two things. I've only noticed it on the ones with Pi 4s. I've not noticed this problem on ones with Pi 3B plus. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that that's a data point to consider. Don't draw any necessary conclusions, but that's what I've noticed. Found the ones that I've experienced that have been doing it have all been Pi 4s. The second thing to consider is perhaps it's the frequency chosen. You know, you choose this, you choose frequency A for one, and it doesn't do it. You just might hit on some frequency that has some odd symbiotic relationship to some internal oscillator in that SA-18 or something, you know, or in the Pi or something like that. So, it could be that. So you can, if you find one that's doing it regularly enough to change one of those things, like you either swap frequencies and see if the problem swaps, then you know it's maybe frequency related, or, Pi 3, Pi 4 thing, you know, there's no easy way to do that because it's a different case. But anyhow, those are just some of the things as I try to narrow this down, because it's happened enough to enough people, and it's always the same. There's definitely something going on.
Okay, I don't know the other cases. I thought it was a Pi 4. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is a Pi 3. Are they physically different?
If it has a micro USB power connector, then it's a Pi 3 or earlier. If it's a USB-C, then it's a Pi 4.
Well, it's definitely a 4 then. So the other one's a 4 also, and I don't have any issues with that. Let me try changing frequencies, see what it does. I thought I'd done that, but I know I changed PLs, so that didn't seem to help. So, yeah, it's weird. I mean, I can have it totally disconnected, just sitting standalone, not connected to the internet or anything, and it will do that.
Well, if it's what I suspect, or if it's, down the path that I'm thinking, changing PL would have no bearing. This is some sort of internal oscillator, some sort of frequency that something is running at on the Pi or something, or something that is bored, has some sort of clock, and the frequency pit causes the local oscillator to, be some fundamental or something like that. So it wouldn't be a PL thing at all. I don't think this is getting into the receiver. I think it's getting into the some reference oscillator or some sort of clock or something like that. It sounds very much like that. Not on air issue. Something's getting into the device and causing it to key. So anyhow, like I say, you could try swapping the frequencies between the two and see if the problem follows, and that would tell you.
Yeah, one of them's in the 430 range, one's in the 440 range, so it could be a difference. So, yeah, I'll check that. I'll try that. see what happens. All right. Catch you later. Yeah, so thanks. That's a good idea. AVAPR. Talk to you later.
All right, Phil. Anything to help figure it out, because I found this, Phil. Okie doke. Catch ya. WAW.
This is N8MJN. Quick question.
Answer. Don't know if it'll be right, but we'll try.
All right, I appreciate that. Just a quick question. Trying to figure out an SWR issue on a on my IC705. I have a Comet 200A antenna, and since we've gone through our thunderstorming here recently, my SWR went from like less than 1.5 to almost infinite. Although, as I'm talking to you, it's showing like a 1.7. And my lightning protection was an alpha-delta four-way switch, which I think might have taken a hit.
Well, I have a 705, but I do not have that antenna, so I don't know what that is. But, you know, if you had good SWR and then you had a lightning storm go through and you had infinite SWR, I think you hit the nail on the head. Now, what took the hit? If you took the switch out of line and now you're good, then, well, I think you've figured it out, but hard to say, not knowing all the details. What did you do? I'm assuming that's what you just said. You said you took the alpha-delta switch out of line. What did you do, just use a barrel connector, or how did you take it out of line? And now you've got a satisfactory match, that's my understanding.
Yeah, I switched from position 1 to position 3, and turned the switch to 3, and then plugged everything back in, and now all of a sudden I'm getting like a 1.7 to 1 SWR in this frequency. And prior to the lightning storm, I was sub 1.5, it was a 1.2, 1.1. It's a good quality diamond 200 antenna.
Yeah, I'm just not familiar with it. I like diamond antennas, but, I might go back and, the only other thing I suspect is when the process of unscrewing and re-screwing in your antennas, you could have a flaky connector and you've unflaked it when you disconnect it and move it over to position 3. All you could do there is you could put it back on 1 now and try it again. If it's infinite, don't key up immediately on the key and say, yep, definitely port 1. And then, so you snuffed your switch. So I guess the switch did its job, eh?
It doesn't sound like it. So I'll try the barrel connector route and see if my SWR drops back into sub 1.5 and I appreciate the input. This is N8MJN, November 8, Mike Juliet, November, I'll say 73, and I'll keep playing with this. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, not a problem. It's always good. It sounds like you're well on your way to troubleshooting it, so you've done 90% of the work. The barrel connector is obviously a cheap and easy way to bypass it without having to move, but if the line coming in from the antenna is long enough, you could just go right to the back of the radio with that. So there's that. But then again, you got to get to that. You got to get to that BNC connector for the 705. So, okay. Well, you get it. Just bypass it and see if you get back down there into 1.5. If you're at 1.7, I doubt your antenna snuffed. That's 1.7 is not terrible. That's not an antenna that got hit. So sounds like maybe something's going on with that switch. All right, catch you later. N8MJN, I believe you said it was. This is W8FU.
Thank you again, N8MJN, clear.
Good morning, 10:00 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees.
NAGYU. It's NAVLC. Vicky, are you around? This is NAGYU. GYU, clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees.
KO4 MMQ mobile listening.
Online, other people are having that same issue with that node. Somebody suggested trying to use DPL instead of analog, and I tried that, and so far I haven't heard a peep.
Okay, I seriously have my doubts about it being DPL related, but. Give it a try, sure.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me either, but I don't know. I mean, I tried different PLs. I see if it still did the same thing, so I don't know. Weird. But I'll keep monitoring, seeing if it's still working that way. Alright, sounds like you're busy. Catch lit. Maybe it's here.
Yeah, phone. WSB.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
NFNCN mobile. WAFUNAKPP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 80 degrees.
KE8DSI mobile.
W8FU mobile. But I'll only be mobile for another minute.
All right, very good. Are you home already?
No, I'm going to stop by way home. I heard there might be some water in the basement, so I got to go see what the situation is there, see what I'm going to have to, who I'm going to have to enlist to help me move some things. So I am just about...
Oh, all right. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of rain, so that could be. I think that house is too old to have a sump pump. Man, that's kind of a bummer. Hope it's not too bad.
I don't know. I saw a little bit of it when I first went in there back around Memorial Day. There was a little standing water on floor, like it looked like just rainwater bed drain. I've had that happen in my place under really, really heavy rains. Usually it's the, you know, clog going out to the street. The weep tiles don't, you know, they're not able to vacate fast enough. Anyhow, I'll go take a peek, see what we're looking at, see if it's anything serious.
Yeah, got to do an assessment. And, you know, maybe it'll be something that'll just settle down. You know, maybe just one of those things that happens as we get the heavy rains. I don't know. But, all right. Very good.
Yeah, in the end, not my problem, but I continue to do what I can. With this run here, I think I... gain a little traction as far as finishing things up. I'll tell you what, let me get a crew together and move some of the stuff or something like that. But, you know, here's the deal. Anyhow, we'll see. I'm turning in now, so go take a peek. W8FU.
All righty. Talk to you whenever. KEAPSI.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours, partly sunny, 79 degrees.
W-H-C-P-T. W-H-C-P-T monitoring.
KFA, AYL.
Hey, Ken. W8FU, how you doing?
W8FU, Sean. How's it going this afternoon? It's all dandy here. So do you have some? I heard, I was listening earlier. Your basement's not flooded, is it?
Negative, not mine. There's an SK ham down here that I'm kind of taking his place while his sister and son are trying to figure out, you know, what to do with the place and everything like that. I got a call from the sister that there was some water backed up, so I went and took a look. It's not bad. Some boxes got damp. They had some shelves, and they took a bunch of stuff they want to send to Goodwill, and they put it in some boxes, and they set it on the floor, and the drain backed up and got the boxes and stuff they want to send to Goodwill anyhow. So I guess if it has to get pitched now, it has to get pitched, but it wasn't really anything, you know, keeper stuff. But anywho, not me.
Oh, well, it doesn't sound like it was too bad. But was the source of the drain backup addressed?
Well, there is a limit to what I'm going to do. Like I say, I'm doing all this pro bono, because the late Ham was a friend of mine. I'm not going to go over there and unclog drains if they want to do that. And then they're great. They're good people and all that stuff. And if they have to hire somebody to come in and take care of it, they will. I mean, I'll open the door, let them in, things like that if they want to. But no, it's not at this point, and I don't know what direction they're going to want to go on it. I'm just going to get this stuff off the floor and tell them, don't put things on that floor. It's not like it was a lot of water.
Yeah, the house we're in is in the Saginaw Valley here. Guy shouldn't have excavated, but he did, and that sump pump runs all the time. I told my wife repeatedly, don't keep stuff on this floor. It's going to happen one day. And sure enough, it did, and she had stuff on the floor. She had a load of laundry or something, and then a couple of boxes of something else. I'm like, I told you, don't keep stuff on this floor.
Oh yeah, I had it a couple of years ago. We had a torrential downpour, and clean, crystal clear, clean water started backing up through my drain tiles in the basement. And it was because the drain going, the weak tiles, you know, would send it into the drain, and normally it would just run out, but I had some roots or something clogging up the house to the street, and was able to clean that out real quick, and everything was fine. But I had the same thing. It was like, you know, holy moly. And, big rain, and it just had nowhere to go. All right, well, anyhow, I just wanted to jump in here and say hi. I hadn't talked to you in a couple of days, so I thought I'd go say hello. And I got some things I got to do. I got to get the car and go meet somebody, and I'll probably be back out here then. But drive safe. We'll catch you a little later. KF8AYL, W8FU.
Have fun. Good chatting. Thanks for the chat. Can't beat it well.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 79 degrees.
W8FU. This is W8TPT.
W8FU.
Hey, Sean, W8TPT. I'm here whenever you get here.
I am almost to Van Dyke, so I just got to make the sit and spin twice, and then I'll be there.
Alrighty, I'll be waiting.
Got rear-ended at this light. Was, on my way to... Where were we going? We were going on a bike ride. So were the bikes on the back? No, they weren't. That's weird. You know what? I had the bikes in the back of the vehicle. I didn't have my hitch trailer, so my bikes would have been totaled.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing that they weren't on the back, because then you would have had more of a claim even. You might have got a better bike out of the deal, though.
You know, I don't know how that works. Car insurance, you know, I've got very good insurance, and everything was covered, and it was no big, no muss, no fuss. But I don't know how the bikes would have been covered. Would they have been covered completely? I had, $5,000 worth of bikes on the back of the truck. Would have had, not to mention another $500 in a really, really nice rack. So I don't know how my car insurance would have covered that.
I think it probably would have covered them, because we were up in the Upper Peninsula hunting, and my dad had a tonneau cover, and somebody left the tailgate open, and all our bow and arrows were back there, and I lost 3 bow and arrows when I ran up the town, and mine was the only one left. And everybody got new bow and arrows, but me. I was kind of upset that mine didn't fall out, too, because I even backtracked and somebody had already picked them up.
All right, just got to loop around south of the light. Let's see if I can get through the light to the... Oh, nope, it's stuck by every light.
I got lucky at 18. I left the light at 18 and went on to Van Dyke Expressway and did that loop around, and I actually made it on that loop around. I'm like, no way.
You ever eat at this restaurant here?
Yeah, I went through the drive-thru before and got Coney's. I never tried nothing else, though.
You got a pretty good corned beef sandwich, and their chicken Greek is excellent. If you like a chicken Greek salad. I'm not really feeling salad today, but that's what I should get. Anyhow, I'm making the loop-de-loop here, just north of it, so I should be there in a minute.
All right, I'm back in. Can't miss my black truck with the antenna on it.
You guys need to go to the Bucharest. Bucharest if you want a good chicken salad. Bucharest.
Well, Colin, you know I know that. That's no mystery to me. And I was there recently, but we had to meet halfway between the two of us. And this place, Nikki D's Coney Island, is between us. And they got a really good chicken Greek that you'd really like. But it's quite different.
Nikki D's has never been up to my expectation, and I've tried their stuff in Detroit, and I would drive the extra 20 miles to go to Bucharest, and you know it.
Oh yeah. No doubt, no doubt. All right, anyhow, I'm here. We gotta do some wheeling and dealing. I'll be back. W8FU.
73 W8 CMC.
W8EAP.
W8FU.
W8CMC, W8CMC, KB8DVD.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees.
Good evening, KUB8 RCR. Listening.
N8KPP mobile for a little bit.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees.
KFABBC, this is KFABI. You wouldn't happen to have your radio on, would you?
Good evening, 21 hours, partly sunny, 69 degrees.
KK6J, KF8BPI. KK6J, KK6J, if that's you trying to get through, make sure you got your tone set to the right frequency.
This is NAWJN, November 8, Mike Juliet, November, mobile.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 69 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 65 degrees.